Father, we stir ourselves up this evening. We are a kingdom of priests before you. There is no politician. There is no president. There is no member of the judiciary who has the authority that we have as believers. Stir up your spirit right now. Stir up your spirit right now. Set your emotions to the side. It's time to intercede. You are an intercessor. We are a group of intercessors. He's the God before whom we stand. Right now, at this second, it is a new day in Washington, D.C. It's exactly midnight in Washington, D.C. Right now, we are going to release a shift in the spiritual domain right now over the capital of our nation. Get to your feet right now. Stand and pray and intercede. Right now, here's what I sense. We're going to pray this right now in the name of Jesus. There is a Key of David moment for the church in America. Right now, for the next 40 days, a Key of David moment. We come before you, Lord. You are the one who is holy and true. You are the one who is holy and true. You have the Key of David. That which you open, no one shuts. And that which you shut, no one opens. So we come before you tonight asking for a shift right now in Washington, D.C. like we have not seen before, unto revival in America, that there would be a remnant unto the Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done with the church, your bride in America, both now and forevermore. Praying for the United States Senate tonight out of Psalms 2. Listen to me, all you rebel kings and all you upstart judges of the earth. Learn your lesson while there's still time. Serve and worship the awe-inspiring God. Recognize His greatness and bow before Him, trembling with reverence in His presence. Yahweh, we come before you tonight on behalf of the United States Senate. Father, we are praying on this new day in Washington, D.C. for a release of that in which you delight, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That no longer would our politicians be consumed with power, with the spirit of fear of man, with greed, with their re-election chances, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord would touch the United States Senate tonight. That which is on your son, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and power, knowledge and the fear of the Lord, I pray that you would give the members of the United States Senate tonight good judgments. Good judgments in the fear of the Lord. Righteousness, wisdom and understanding. You are the God who raises up kings and you tear them down. You have placed this executive and this legislative branch for such a time as this. So right now we say, your will be done. The United States Senate, you are an instrument unto the will of God. You are expedient to the purposes of the kingdom of God in this hour. Let it be so. Your kingdom come and your will be done in the United States Senate. I'm going to invite people to come up and pray. We're going to pray for a few of our senators who are under attack for being pro-life.
Is it on? Is it on? Is it on? Is it on? This may be a little short, but I release the spirit of revelation over America.
Kids, it's time to pray. All right, Father, we pray right now for senators who are pro-life in the United States Senate, and those specifically who are up for re-election, those who have been told, you should be quiet. You should wait until after the election to do your constitutional duty because you won't get re-elected, especially if you support a pro-life nominee. Nonetheless, despite that, we pray for Martha McSally in the state of Arizona. We pray for Cory Gardner in the state of Colorado. We pray for our own Senator Dan Sullivan here in Alaska. We pray for David Perdue in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler in Georgia as well. Father, we pray that because they stand for righteousness, that there would be a release of favor. Father, that you would appoint them into places of government now and beyond, that you would turn the attacks of the enemy, that those who hate them because of their stance for life, it would actually work for their good during this season and this hour. We thank you. We affirm in the spirit our governmental leaders who are pro-life right now. We bless the United States Senate and the senators who are taking a stand for righteousness in Jesus' name.
Kendall, where's Kendall? Come here, Kendall. Would you share what you saw? I'll stand like this and you can just say it to me. It's okay, go ahead.
Black stallion and a lion, the American flag and a lion that was roaring, and then I felt like the Holy Spirit was going around and touching everybody, and that the black stallion meant freedom in America, and that's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Yeah, we need to listen to what our kids are saying and seeing and not blow it off like, whatever. That to me is a big deal. Actually, she shared a little bit more with me, and she had actually seen black stallions, two of them, and she saw them before even tonight, and then she saw them again tonight. She saw a lion, the American flag. She felt like the Lord told, yeah, the lion was roaring, but she told me that she felt like the black stallions were representative of freedom for America. Even though we live in the land of the free, God is wanting us to be set free. Yeah. For real. So,
The black horse represents war. And we are at war in the heavenlies. There's a war going on. And so I think that it's God just revealing that through a child. And confirmation.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I ask that in the Senate chambers, just over our government, Lord, tonight, Lord God, or tomorrow when the senators come in, Lord, that you would, actually it's Saturday, so I don't even know if they'll be there tomorrow, but whenever they enter those chambers, Lord, I ask for your Holy Spirit to fill that room. Lord, that it would be a Saul experience as he's going on the road to Damascus and they got their papers in their hands and they have an agenda and they're planning on killing the nominee that is coming forth with their murderous accusations. We come against those in the name of Jesus, and we say, we ask for your light to shine in their beings, Lord, and that they would be taken off their horse, that they would come to a place where that light would shine on everything, and they would see for the first time that veil would be lifted, and that they would walk in a place of truth. And Lord, that these senators would understand what they are actually placing their hand to. So Holy Spirit, show up. Show up big. Lord, I pray for protection over these senators, Lord God, tonight, Lord. Lord, they've got people from both sides of their aisle coming at them, and everybody wants to say this and that and the other thing to them, and some people are like, if you don't do this, then I'm going to do this to you or your family. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We loose your Holy Spirit over each and every senator in our nation. Tonight, Lord God, I pray tonight would be a night of change, Lord God, that a dream would come upon them. There is no one on this planet that is too far away that you cannot reach. You will reach the Muslim over in the desert where there's no Christian there to give him Jesus. You will still reach out through dreams and signs and wonders. Why not here? Why not in our country? Why not in our Senate chambers? Why not to our Speaker of our House, Lord? I pray for her, Lord, right now, that you would come upon her in such power that she'd have a divine revelation, and that when she's up there, that she would be stopped, and that she would start to speak, and that she'd start to prophesy and out of your spirit. She is created in your image. And you have a plan for her. As with each and every senator in that chamber, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your divine protection be upon their families, Lord, tonight as well, Lord. That they would walk in confidence and safety, knowing that they live in a free country, and that in this nation, we protect our people. So, Lord, I pray, Lord God, safety and security upon them, Lord God. But, Lord, I pray that they would find their protection in you. Just as May was praying Psalms 91, I declare Psalms 91 over each and every one of the family members and their generations coming, and the ones that have already come. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jesus' name. We seal it by your blood. Amen. Holy. If there's anybody else that has courage, wants to lift up your voice before the throne room, come on up here. Take the microphone and pray. We will all agree with you. Come up and pray. Be bold. If the Lord is speaking to you and he's talking to your heart right now, this is a time for you to experience a new realm of freedom in the Spirit. And he's calling you right now. Come up and lay yourself before the throne room and pray. Holy Ghost.
Father, we rebuke the fear of man in the chambers of the Supreme Court and in the Senate and in our House, the House of Representatives. And we lift up the nominees, the senators making the decisions, that they would not just have courage for themselves and for their decision, but their courage, their authority would be recognized and contagious, and it would shift the atmosphere in the room, and it would no longer be decided and influenced by the concerns of re-election or the concerns of the thoughts of men, but that it would be in response to the fear of the Lord and the will of the Holy Spirit in their actions, in their words, and in their voices. In Jesus' name.
In the summer of 1787, as America's founders met at Independence Hall in Philadelphia to hammer out the specifics of our nation's governing constitution, tempers flared among the delegates of the 13 colonies to such an extent that the entire convention was in danger of breaking down. Into this atmosphere, thick with division and conflict, an 81-year-old statesman slowly rose to speak words of profound wisdom. And he said, oh, and by the way, that was in September. Okay. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. God indeed answered the prayers of the founding fathers as on September 17, 1787, the drafting of the U.S. Constitution was completed, the greatest political document ever written. Franklin's words remain forever true. As our nation faces today's political, moral, and spiritual issues, we shall fail in this grand experiment of liberty unless we seek the assistance of heaven. The thing about Benjamin Franklin, he was the least spiritual of all the founding fathers. And here he is schooling the rest of these guys on it. Not only can we not build a house without the Lord, but unless the Lord protects the city, it won't stand. Lord, we come to you tonight on behalf of the citizens of America. And God, I thank you that you do indeed protect every street of our nation. And that, God, there is not one sparrow or individual that falls to the ground that you are not aware of. And so, Father, I am praying for the peoples of our nation, which I love, in the nation that I love. God, that as these things come down, somebody is going to be disappointed. There are those that may be so disappointed that there will be no soothing them if it were not for you. And so, Father, I'm praying tonight that you would bring your peace, your love, your comfort, your hope, your perfection, because you are a perfect God. To the streets of our nation, to every household, to every heart, to every mind. That as we go through these tumultuous waters, God, that you go before us, you go behind us, and you surround us. And we are safely carried through in your love. I pray for those, Father, that may end up being unhappy in the household of the Lord. Father, that they would not be grieved, but Father, that they would instead see you. And that they would say, I bow the knee and I bend my neck to you, God. If it pleases you, it pleases me. I declare that over the household of the Lord, that this is our response. I bow my knee, I bend my neck. If it pleases you, Father, it pleases me. Because I trust, Lord, that nothing happens in this world unless you say so. Nothing. Who can stay the arm of the Lord? No one. I want to invite any of you that may have prayers about praying for the response of our nation to come.
Yeah, I've got something too. Is this, you got it? There you go. The Lord's really been speaking to me about here this evening, specifically about those that maybe we've categorized as ones we think maybe wouldn't vote the way we think we would like it to go. And he reminds me about a message that I listened to from Chris Vallotton probably a year ago, and he talked about the X factor. If you're a math nerd, you know that the X is a variable. And there's a variable in our voting, if you think about it, and the people who are going to vote. But I really feel like the Lord is calling us as a body to pray for those that maybe we've possibly even written off, that maybe we think are going to vote differently than what we would like it to be. I believe the Lord is showing me that some of those are going to begin to see. They're going to begin to understand something that they hadn't seen. It's like something's going to click, and all of a sudden they're going to know, oh, what have I been doing?
Yeah.
There's going to be a clarity coming. We need to pray for those people. They're in a place that's going to take great courage. That they're going to need some support, some prayer support, to make that decision. So please just join me. I just pray right now, Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for your indwelling spirit, Lord. Thank you for your cleansing spirit. Thank you for your power and your might, your courage, Lord. Father, we just declare your courage will be infused into those that up to now have been blinded. Pull the blinders off, Lord. Pull them off. Cast them aside. Cast them so far that they cannot be found again, Lord. Pull the prodigals back to you, Lord. Make them find you to be attractive again. Yes, Lord. Save their heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you in advance for your movement, for your cleansing, for your destiny, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just declare We just declare, Lord, those that have been in this closed off closet, Lord, that the door is open. The door is swung open. The door is swung open so hard that it's just ripped right off the hinges, Lord. Cause there to be a light shining into their lives, Lord, that they cannot ignore. Cannot ignore. It's all consuming, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Admittedly, I'm afraid to be up here. This will make sense here in a second. I just wrote something down. It's not a prayer. But it's encouragement in some strange way. I so admire the greatest generation. They fought so many things on so many fronts, on so many levels. I admire that generation, even though there were some in that generation that were cowards. And they chose not to fight. There were those that chose to hide behind the man willing to charge forward. They were willing to let his brothers die for his own life. He cherished his own life more than his brothers or his country. Folks, we too in this generation will win this war. We're going to win this war in the same way our greatest generation did, in spectacular fashion. Generations after us will recall our generation's actions and steadfastness, our boldness. But will I be the coward that reaps undeserved glory? The encouragement is, I didn't want to come up here. Those were the thoughts of a coward.
I honor your courage for coming up. And God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the church. I thank you, God, that as believers, Lord, we get to stand in the gap. God, not to cast stones, not to throw, and not to, but Lord, to cover. I pray, God, that you would show us in this time and season what it means to truly cover, to truly honor, to truly lift up, to truly cover the leaders of this great country. I pray, God, Lord, for each of those lights that my brother was talking about, all those lights shining in the Senate that are shining. God, I pray your divine protection over them, over their families, over their spouses, over their children, over their grandchildren. God, I pray there would be no end to your protection over them, and that that light would not grow dim, but it would just grow stronger, that it would be raised up higher and higher, and that it would grow stronger. And I pray, God, that as the church, that we would come around this election, and that, God, Lord, that there would be a shift. That there would be a shift. I pray, God, that you would eliminate all complaining and grumbling before they even begin. That, God, Lord, that even if the outcome is not the way that we want it, the way that we think it is, that we would just stop it right in our thoughts. It wouldn't even have to make it to our tongues. God, I pray for unity in this nation, that we could come together, that we would stop being divided over so many silly, silly things, but that what we have in common, that what we have would be greater, and we could focus on that. I thank you, God, that this is a safe place where we can come and worship you and lift up our nation. I thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, God. And I just pray for all the families, for all the Christians, for all the believers, God, Lord, that we would stop allowing our discernment to turn into judgment. I pray, God, that our discernment would always be covered in love. Lord, keep our hearts pure and away from judgment, God.
So, when you're trying to move forward, my daughter on my back, please don't use her as an example, but when you got things tied to you and when you got heavy weights on you, it's hard to move forward. Destiny, you are not away. But if you want to go to a full sprint, you want to have power and everything in your movement, you got to cast off things that are holding you back. And so often, I don't know about you guys, but I have said things that I should not have said coming out of a Christian man whose heart is supposed to be words of love, words of lifting people up. And I have spoken curses over some people that have been in my leadership above me in the Senate and over presidents and over that. And the thing is every time you say something or you call them a bad name or something like that, or you come at them out of the wrong spirit. You're taking something and you're carrying something you're not supposed to. We're supposed to be carriers of love. We're supposed to be carriers of joy, of peace, of His presence. And so today, tonight, I repent, Lord, before the King of Kings. I say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive this nation. Forgive all those who have spoken curses over our nation, over our senators, over our leaders, over our whomever, our pastors. Doesn't matter who it is, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You would cleanse us by Your blood, Lord God, right now in this moment. Because until we come into a place of repentance, until we turn to You, You're not going to move on our behalf. So, Lord, we ask for Your cleansing blood to be upon this house, upon each and every person in here, Lord, and that we would run hard after You, Lord God. We cast off the restraints of judgment, of curses, of whatever, the man way of thinking. And we ask that, God, that You would invade our minds, invade our spirits, invade our very being, Lord God, and that everything that would come out of us would be in Jesus' name. And that we would walk in Your name, Jesus. And that we would wear Your name, Jesus. And that when we touch people and we release things over people and when we speak, Lord, that Your name would come forth because Your love is upon us, Lord God. And it's not us anymore with our own agenda, but we have the agenda of the kingdom. So, Lord, once again, shower us and cover us with Your blood, Lord God. Let Your shalom peace rest upon us, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray that You hear every word that we are sending to Your throne room tonight, Lord God, and that You would just show us what this world has been waiting for, a people that will rise up and walk truly in Your name. Thank You, Lord.
Rain without clouds. And the only thing that makes the clouds go away, not the only thing, but one of the things that makes the clouds go away is when it rains. Rain is like a new beginning. It's like a refreshing. It's nourishment.
Thunder with a new future. that we have a bit of a change happening here. We were going to take this in a little bit different direction, but I don't feel like that's for tonight. So we're going to pray one more thing here, and we'll kind of see where things go from there. But I'm going to turn it over to you.
All evening, it's been tumbling in my spirit, the Pledge of Allegiance. And that in itself is a declaration. So I am going to declare it. But I'm going to change the words a little bit. We pledge allegiance to the flag that God has given us in the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our flag has been so trampled. I don't know why the Lord's leading me this way, but it's connected to this. It's part of the life of who we are as the American people. You know, a banner is a rallying point. And if that can be pulled down, and who, you know, God is, his banner is love over us. One of his names is the Lord, my banner. But he's given us a banner in our nation, and if the enemy can steal that and pull it down, he can divide us. There's a lot of different ways the enemy, he's kind of insidious because he'll just go through who knows where. And if our walls aren't up and we're not guarded, we might not even see it. So Father, I pray over our flag. Father, thank you that you have given us a banner. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars we're done seeing our flag trampled on the ground. We're done with it in Jesus' name. We say no more. No more. In Jesus' name. Father, we know also that the Supreme Court seat that is vacant comes down to one thing, and that is life. The battle for this seat is all about life. It's all about life. And Father, we declare tonight that you are the Lord of life. And Father, we align ourselves with that. We align ourselves with you, with heaven, with your kingdom. And we declare life over the United States of America. We say life, life, life over the United States of America. And even beyond, God, to the world. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And Father, we repent for the countless children, God, that no longer are here but are with you because of abortion. And Father, I ask that you forgive our land. I know, Lord, that that prayer has been asked a million times, but I'm asking it again. Forgive us. Forgive us, your people, for remaining silent, for turning the other way, for not fighting for what you've called us an army, God, for not fighting for righteousness, for not fighting for a voiceless, countless children, God, innocents. And Lord, I pray that you would indeed heal our land. I pray that this new Supreme Court justice will be a person for life.
Yes. Yes.
And God, that they will be placed in that seat before the election. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
The last verse of the Star Spangled Banner reads, "Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the foe's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may our..." I need some light. "Blessed with victory and peace, may our heaven-rescued land praise the power that has made and prospered us a nation. Then conquer we must, for our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust."
is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and to not turn away from your own flesh and blood. That's the part. Don't turn... Okay, when we were singing that we loved Jesus, he likes that. But he wants us to love each other, and he wants... this is the other thing. For fathers to love their children, and for mothers to love their children, and for a cup of cold water, for us to give a cup of cold water to our own flesh and blood, that doesn't agree with, that aren't doing what we think they should be doing, or they're not voting the way we think they should, or they're not living the way we think they should, or our own brothers or sisters. It's love. If we love Jesus, then we have to love our own flesh and blood. So that's an exhortation. I guess I could pray about that too. Father God, I just pray that, thank you that you love us. And we pray that we would love each other, or love our children, our own flesh and blood, and that we would express that. In Jesus' name, amen.
All your kids are bringing you gifts. Hugs and love and gifts. See? See what you started, Lynette? So, I want to encourage you all that as we continue in this fast, I know we just started it, but I feel like we've already broke through a certain layer or level, if you will, and I don't feel like, you know, God hides things to make things difficult, like to prove yourself, but I do believe that you can grow in favor with the Lord as we hunger and thirst for Him in greater ways. And so I would encourage you, the prayer directives that we handed out, if you don't have them, we have extras. They're also on our website, and so you can get them there. But as you're fasting, don't forget to pray. Don't forget to seek God. Don't forget to, don't let this, I felt really strongly that, and I still feel, that this Supreme Court justice nomination or appointing is crucial, and we shouldn't just, okay, we prayed for it, cool, let's move on. We need to continue to engage until there's an answer given. We need to continue to pray the things that we prayed until we see breakthrough, until we see things shift and change and happen. So you have something you wanted to...
Too often we'll pray for something and then we just drop the ball. We need to pray this through until it's done and beyond. Because the enemy likes to come in the back door and whip that big dragon tail and cause problems. So we need to pray it all the way until God says done.
As I left the house this morning, it was completely fogged in. And as I was driving to my job site, I felt like the Lord say, this is a picture of what our nation's, where our nation's at right now. We're living in a fog. But as I was going up in the mountains. I was going to the higher elevation. And when I got up there, I was like, oh, I can see everything. And I'm encouraging everyone is now the time is like the fog was down where all the voices were, the population. And I went up higher where there was hardly anybody living. And that's what I believe he's calling us all to go to higher elevation. And that's part of it is pulling ourselves away. We're still there. And a couple, I mean, he was talking to me is like, when I got up there, I could see how beautiful it was. Our nation is very beautiful. And right now we have a lot of voices that's saying it's not because we're living in a fog. And I was praying about what is that? What do you want? I mean, what does this mean? I'm like, what dissipates the fog? It's the light of the sun. We're called to be sons of God. We are called to be lights of this world. And it's ultimately, yes, him burning off the fog. And I think that's what Zach started off with. There's a fire coming. But that fire has to start with us. We have to reflect and shine that light to burn that fog off, to raise that up so we can actually see how beautiful it is. And then one other thing, we were worshiping, when we first started worshiping, God gave me 1 Timothy 3:7, which actually talks about, I believe it's deacons or elders, and it talked about that their beautiful testimony, that their beautiful testimony is, and I speak that over the next Supreme Court justice, that their testimony be so beautiful that nobody can come against it. So I'm just going to pray a couple things. Father God, I just come before you right now, and I just, Lord, we as a nation, there's a haze over our eyes, over this nation right now, and I pray, Lord, that the sun, your sun, would shine his light upon us and upon this nation, that you would shine through us, that we would be able to speak our voice would be heard, but most important, our light would shine, Lord, in every way. Lord, that the fog would dissipate over people's eyes. Lord, that we would see you clearly, that we would see how beautiful you've made this nation. Lord, and we would call that forth, and we would keep shining that light on that this nation is a beautiful nation, and we will keep speaking blessing and life over this nation and not cursing anyone that's part of this nation, even if they disagree with us. Lord, and I pray for just the voices. Lord, I just see a hand over the mouth, over the curses, over the next Supreme Court justice. I declare there would be silence over criticism, over accusations. Lord, that their testimony would be so beautiful that there could not be spoken a word against that person. Lord, so I just pray right now you would silence the roar of the enemy and that your roar would be way louder than theirs. So I just call that forth in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that as we begin to go from here today, that we would gain a new perspective. That God, we would rise up not only in what we see, but what we hear, what we speak, what we receive. God would come from an elevated plane. Lord, that we would no longer rely on what we see in the natural, but Lord, we would see in the Spirit. But in order to see in the Spirit, I recognize we must rise above, we must elevate, rise up above the fog, the voices, the lies, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that even in the things that we're listening to and watching as far as news and media, Lord, I just pray that you would close the mouths of those who are lying, that are bringing about false reports, that are coming against those who would want to tell truth, those who would want to bring about the sanctity of life, the Supreme Court justice. God, I pray that those who would rise up and try to lie about them, you would shut their mouth in the name of Jesus, and that this nation would see from an elevated position the truth of what you're bringing about in this nation. We thank you. God, I pray blessing over each one who is here today, tonight. God, I pray that as we step further and further into this time of fasting and prayer, God, we would grow in our hunger and desire for you, that you'd give us strength and courage and ability, supernatural ability, to do this fast. Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, God, for just hearing our cries and answering your people. We love you. We give you all the honor and the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed. You can hang out in here for a little bit if you want to. Otherwise, bless you. Have a good night.